primarily on continuing U.S. security cooperation following the withdrawal of forces in 2014, as well as preparations for elections here in Afghanistan next year, and the economic transition in Afghanistan that U.S. officials traveling with Secretary Kerry say will be crucial as the international community begins to scale back its military and development assistance to the Afghan government.
Do you expect anything as contentious as what happened in Iraq to happen in Afghanistan? When he was talking to the Prime Minister Maliki, he made some very, very stern statements about Iraq allowing Iran to fly over its airspace. Is this going to be as contentious as that?
There is not an issue between the United States and Afghanistan that is as contentious as the overflight of Iranian shipments to Syria, as you say, that came up in yesterday's talks with Prime Minister Maliki. But as you know, during Defense Secretary Hagel's trip here to Kabul, President Karzai suggested, I think rather fantastically, that U.S. forces were in league with the Taliban, colluding to destabilize Afghanistan. U.S. officials, again, on this trip with Secretary Kerry say they're trying to move beyond that dispute by dealing with some of the irritants that might have led to President Karzai to make that assertion. One, they have agreement on the gradual withdrawal of U.S. special forces from the province of Wardak, which has been a concern of President Karzai's for some time. Two, this trip follows a final agreement on the transfer of the last Afghan prisoners held by the U.S. military here in Afghanistan. U.S. officials say they're comfortable that the most dangerous of those prisoners will be held securely and humanely.
Secretary Kerry was with President Obama when he was in the Middle East. He has gone on to other countries in the region, Afghanistan, Iraq. The president has come back home. This certainly is Secretary Kerry's baptism by fire. He's got a lot on his plate since taking over from Secretary of State Clinton.
He does, certainly, in addition to the today's unannounced visit to Kabul and yesterday's unannounced visit to Baghdad. As you rightfully say, he did remain behind to try to continue to work on the Middle East peace process, following up with his own separate meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He said that, you know, to be optimistic about the peace process when you don't even have negotiations underway would be foolhardy. Instead, he's hopeful that the president's visit set the stage, gave a sense to Israelis and Palestinians about what's possible. It's now his responsibility, along with others, he said, to try to figure out how to move that forward.